When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All right, once and for all, Cabby. All this, that, once and for all, there's all this nonsense between the gluttony capabilities of both Townsend and I are going to be settled once and for all, and we're going to talk about it this hour. But first, hi kids, it's Sports Over in America. It's Sunday. You know what that means? That means we're not on Channel XM Sirius 203. We're on 93.
I think it's simulplay, though.
Probably. I don't care.
No, you know what channel you're on, too, is those the baseball channels that go off the air when the games are over?
That's the only way they put me on.
No, they they're like on 213, 217.
Not only that, we're also on iHeartRadio Live.
You got to pay for that, huh?
iTunes? No, you don't. iTunes?
Oh, my brother said you did.
He's an idiot.
He's listening, too.
The TuneIn app. Like I said, Sirius and XM channel like 93, 203. You know, we might be on the 70s channel for all I know.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Disco Duck.
Rick Dees, he was in Memphis.
I'm a disco duck.
What a talent in the radio biz.
Oh, my God, he is.
I swear.
Yeah, he's right up there with Harry Harrison and Dan Ingram. I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thanks. All right, let's get organized here. It's 7 minutes past the hour, 7.5 minutes past the hour. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number for those of you scoring at home. But if you're like Cabby or any one of these listeners on this show, you're probably alone.
I score at the local corner.
A couple of minutes from now, we're going to be talking with a man who pissed me off a few months back. We're going to have him back on, give him another chance. He is a former roller derby legend, but he's forgotten more basketball than I'll ever know.
Did he low block you?
I'm a slow white guy. At the Great 47, Leonard Silverman. And we're going to talk about the impact of the negative side. That idiot LeVar Ball, that stellar of 1.3 points a game at Washington State.
Has no NBA experience.
And who can take Michael Jordan one-on-one. We're going to talk
He's an old man.
We're going to talk about that. But later this hour, the man who was the original host of the show when I was the second banana. Chris Townsend from 95.7 The Game is going to be here. And we may talk some baseball, but we are talking Burritozilla. And that's coming up this Saturday in San Jose with yours truly, down at the Iguana at 4th and Fernando, I think it is.
Wait a minute. You're going to have a burrito made from fresh iguana? Count me in.
5.2 pounds of it, kids. 1-800-878-7529, kids. Sports over in America. Listen to XM channel. Pick up channel yourself.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
White men can't jump.
Basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones!
What was the name of the character in the cartoon Basketball Jones? Like, she's a chunk.
I already know, but I can't think of it.
Dribble. Matt Kolsky's father had the nickname when he was a kid, actually. His friends. Tyrone Shoelaces.
Basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling.
Yeah.
In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
Then one day,
that's Cheech Marin, by the way, singing it. And Tommy Chong on guitar, by the way.
I took that basketball.
They started as a band at a strip club at Tommy Chong's family owned a strip club in Vancouver. Cheech Marin went up there to avoid a draft. That's how they got started. And their jokes were funnier than their music was good. And that's how they got into comedy.
I thought you were going to say they had a family strip club.
Yeah, see, Tommy Chong's family owned it.
No, but I mean, like, for you, might the kids.
Might have been, I don't know.
I need someone to set up.
13 minutes past the hour. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM. We know we're on 93, maybe 203, probably a couple of other channels because they're desperate for entertainment. But we're live. Yeah. All together now.
Basketball Jones.
Was it Big Bamboo or the Up in Smoke albums that had the big rolling papers in it? Was it
Bamboo.
Big Bamboo. Yeah, that's one I had when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I know Jimmy Igo actually rolled a joint with one of those.
No, we did in the military.
And,
I don't want to say
we were in high school.
Yeah.
You guys at least were adults.
Well, they took my picture, so I got in trouble with them.
You think?
With the feds.
Now joining us, boys and girls, a man who pissed me off months ago for reasons that they were entirely his doing because...
You kids.
Because I'm Jerry and I'm never wrong. He is a roller derby legend. He was the Chicken Man, most notably with the LA Kings. But we have him on because he's forgotten more basketball than I'll ever know. Reason being, I'm a slow white guy from Massachusetts, and I'm not Larry Bird. Because I'm just.
But you're part owner of the Celtics.
Yeah, I am. That's true.
I found that out last week. I was stunned.
I am a part owner of the Boston Celtics, and that's a true story. And we bring him on now, ladies and gentlemen. The great Leonard Silverman joins us here on Sports Overnight. Que paso, man.
Good morning. How are you doing? I mean, good afternoon.
Evening, whatever.
Night, whatever the hell.
You do know this. This is a true story.
How you been, Mr. Jerry? Haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yeah, that's all right. I bet you nobody listens. You sound like Michael Franzese, but we'll get back to that. Back in the 80s, I was working in Dover, New Jersey. Well, and now it's more in Morristown. It was the Rock of New Jersey, 105.5 WDHA.
And Led Zeppelin all day long.
Pretty much. Yeah, I was the overnight guy. It didn't matter what I played because we didn't get the Arbitrons. But the Boston Celtics went public. And by going public, you can buy shares of stock, but you can only buy one. And they went for $56 a share, which at the time was like half one sneaker out of a pair.
Yes.
And I actually bought one share of Bond. So I am technically, because everyone said, when I say we and me, when it comes to the Celtics, well, are you part of the organization? Yes. I am a shareholder in the Boston Celtics. So I have that going for me, that and I have a nice ass. So how you been, Leonard?
Pretty good. You know, I was in, about a month ago, I went to Las Vegas. There was a roller derby reunion.
That's right, there was, yeah.
Episode there for me. I did skate on a bank track for about a day. I met all the Hall of Fame skaters. It was very hot there, but I had a very nice time seeing some of the old-timers, which I hadn't seen.
Oh, as opposed to the young guys who are roller derby players who hang out these days, right?
Hey, are you in the Hall of Fame or no?
No, I'm not.
You're the Carol Dale. You're the and I'm glad,
the
you know,
Conrad Dobler.
No, Dobler shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. He's a good ball player. But not. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. We had this discussion. God, this was 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago. I had Chuck Mercine on the show with me. Remember Chuck Mercine?
Yeah, he played for the Detroit Lions, didn't he?
No, he was out of Yale. He played with the Giants and then was released, and then he was picked up for one season, and he was the guy. He, out of the 64 yards on the final drive in the Ice Bowl game, he picked up 32 of them. And he was actually supposed to get the handoff on the final play, but Starr decided to sneak it in on his own. It was a Brown right 31 wedge on two. And we were talking about people that were – of his era, and he was a good ball player. I mean, you know, and look, you spent one day in the NFL, you're good. Everyone's like, well, he sucks. No. You spent one day in a professional uniform, you were good. And we were talking about, and you and I have spoken before about this, and we came up with a top five of people not in the Hall of Fame that retired before 1980. Okay? They retired before 1980 who were not in the Hall of Fame. No, I'm sorry. Before 1990, I'm sorry. Who were not in the Hall of Fame and should be. Number one on the list, Ken Anderson. How he's not in the Hall of Fame is just beyond me.
Who is that?
Kenny Anderson.
The Bengals.
Bengals
quarterback. The quarterback for the Bengals. He got them into the Super Bowl in 1981, wasn't it?
Right. And well, it was technically the Super Bowl of 82. But, yeah, it was January of 82.
Yeah,
it was not his fault they lost that game. It was not his fault. But, he won the freezer. Number two, we came with Jim Marshall. The man has played more consecutive games in defense and on defense of any division.
That one's nuts.
And he was a defensive end. How did he's not in the Hall of Fame?
Wrong way, Jim Marshall.
But you know what? But people tend to forget about that wrong way game after Billy Kilmer fumbled the ball and he ran. Towards the end of the game, he caused a fumble that was picked up by Carl Eller and ran back for a touchdown that won the game. People tend to forget that. Kind of like that catch Jeter made when he fell into the stands against the Red Sox. Pokey Reese made a catch two innings later that was light years better than that. Put that aside. Carol Dale, the wide receiver for the Rams, Packers, and then 1 year with the Vikings. He won four NFL titles, two Super Bowls. He was in another Super Bowl with the Vikings. His stats in an era where they didn't throw that much, and particularly with the – he was the speedster for those Packer teams with Boyd Dowler being a control guy. And of course, the Max McGee. How he's not in the Hall of Fame, that is just an insult on the intelligence of anyone with an IQ over 10.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Look up Carol Dale. I mean, this is a guy who is in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's in the Ring of Honor at Lambeau Field. They don't put, they don't put just anybody in that. It's not like, it's not like with the Yankees, they retire everybody's uniform number who played for 5 years. Carol Dale, if you look at Carol Dale's yards per catch, yards per reception, yards after catch, touch. This is a guy who had 56 touchdown receptions in an era where you didn't see 56 passes thrown at you in a season. Okay?
Right. He was a great wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Hands.
And he was fast. He was a deer.
You're either fast or you have hands.
He had both. I talked with him, spoke with him back in New Year's Eve of 07. On the 40th anniversary of the Ice Bowl game. And for those of you who don't know who Carol Dale is, when Bart Starr scored that touchdown, when Kramer, submarine Jethro Pugh on that ice skating field, Carol Dale, who's number 84, he's the guy who comes in from the right and throws his hands up in the air. That's Carol Dale. He was the Brown right on 31 wedge. He caught three passes in that game, all of them on third down to make a first down. in, you know, this is a guy from went to the University of, Virginia Tech. We're not used to the cold here. And the other one that we've put on that list, and how this guy is not in the Hall of Fame, you just look at, and I couldn't stand him as a player. I met the guy. He's an ass. But how Ricky Waters is not in the Hall of Fame is just another miracle.
I don't think Ricky Waters deserves.
But here's,
what did he ever do?
But he's not the one. But here's the one that was prior to 1990, and we all like looked at each other and looked at his stats and looked at what he did, especially in Super Bowl VII. Even though Jake Scott the how Manny Fernandez is not in the Hall of Fame is Manny Fernandez, the stats this guy put up as a defensive tackle. They're up there with Alan Page numbers. Manny Fernandez was out of Utah, an undrafted free agent. It was signed basically by the Dolphins because he had the name Fernandez, even though he didn't speak a word of English, Spanish. It was signed basically as a publicity stunt. He had 17 tackles against Larry Brown alone in Super Bowl VII. Manny Fernandez, how he's not in the Hall of Fame is just, look, I got news for you. If what's his name? From the Bears, number 99. But if he's in the Hall of Fame,
Butkus?
No. How is Manny Fernandez not in the Hall of Fame?
I don't understand. He was on. Wasn't he on the undefeated Dolphins team in 1972, 73?
Yeah, he was with all those. Here's the thing: of all the no-name defense, do you know there's only one member of that team on the Hall of Fame? And that's Nick Buonocatti.
I thought anybody who's on an undefeated team in the NFL like that shouldn't. Anybody on that team should be in a Hall of Fame.
Well, here's the thing.
Probably as a team.
But here's the thing. Right. That was to me, my opinion, that was the greatest, when I say team I ever saw. Now, Lombardi Packers, you might be able to put the Steelers in there, but they had stars. That Dolphin team was a team. I mean, those were interchangeable parts. They were no name for a reason. They were interchangeable. I mean, they had guys in that team that could walk into your apartment right now or your house with their uniform on and their brochure of their resume of their careers, and you say, who are you? And they're walking around with three Super Bowl rings, two of them for winning. And Manny Fernandez, how he is not in the Hall of Fame is utterly amazing to me.
You're right.
And you can make an argument for Earl Morrill, too.
You're right.
Anyway, listen, we got about 5 minutes here. I want to talk to you. You're a basketball guy.
From right? L.A.
Yeah, and you're in L.A. Let's put Lonzo Ball's talents aside. Offensively, yes. Defensively, he couldn't guard Cabbie, okay?
Right.
No, he couldn't. Everyone, his father made that big statement. Oh, man, there were too many white guys for UCLA to win. No, the problem was your son got lit up for 38 points by that guy from Kentucky. That was the problem.
DeAndre Fox.
Exactly. Lit him up like it was Larry Bird going up against Jimbo Kett. I mean, it was bad. Okay? You see.
Plus, also, the guy that outplayed him in the summer league, that the Celtics picked number three, outplayed him too. Tatum actually outplayed him in the summer league game.
I got news. That was a brilliant, brilliant
good game. I mean, Danny Ainge stole a guy at number three. Yeah. Plus, he got the 76ers draft pick.
He has three picks next year. Two of them are guaranteed to be in the top five.
Exactly, yeah.
So anyway, back.
Are they dismantling Cleveland? Because
they are, but
wait,
let me say something here. Go ahead. The problem with Cleveland, they got their ass kicked by the Warriors in the playoffs.
And they should have lost last year, too.
They can't live with that. They just can't live. I mean, they 3 years ago they lost to the Warriors, but they had excuses. Well, Kyrie Irving was out. Kevin Love was out. But this year, nobody was out.
No, and they shouldn't have lost last year, but the NBA made sure that Draymond Green didn't play game five, so they guaranteed a game six.
And look, to
Cleveland's credit, the Warriors screwed the pooch in game seven. Okay, now.
Yeah, but this year, there's nothing. The problem was
they got beat by a better team. They got beat by a better team.
Durant outplayed LeBron. He couldn't guard the Durant. And Durant's just too tall. Too long.
So now what these guys are doing is trying to organize an AA. Here's the thing. If LeBron James goes to, and we'll get back to LeVar Ball in a second here. If LeBron James goes to a Western Conference team, any Western Conference team, God's team playing in it, I don't care who it is, they are still 3 years away from they even have a chance of competing against the Golden State Warriors.
I don't see him
leaving
the East.
Let me ask you this question, Dave. What if he goes to Houston?
Yeah.
Don't you think him and Chris Paul and James Harden have a pretty decent chance to beat the Warriors?
No, and here's why. The Warriors, periodically, can play defense.
That's okay. Their shtick.
That's their shtick.
They're unknown for that.
They will score 135 points a game, but they'll hold you to 102. If Houston scores 135 points, it's a nip-and-tuck game. It probably goes into overtime. My point is this. If LeBron James wants to go up in the finals and take on the Golden State Warriors, his white whale, so to speak, okay,
yeah,
he better not go to a Western Conference team because he's not going to be, he's not going to beat them. He has no chance. Here's the thing about Houston, and Houston's putting together a nice little piece of property there. Okay, they have a three-year window, but after number six on the bench, they got nothing. You could put bench members number 6 through 11 of the Warriors on the court; they could still win 35 games in the NBA.
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, I am. I've seen
not
it.
Sure,
we saw it out here.
You know. I got one, too. I think Cleveland should stick because this is going to sound dumb from a Warrior fan, but if the Warriors avoid getting to the finals, Cleveland has whatever the West Coast rep would be, I think Cleveland could beat them.
I don't think Cleveland could beat Houston last year. I don't think Cleveland could have beat San Antonio last year. And I, you know what? Here's a newsflash for you. You know what one team if everyone should keep their eyes on? And I know everyone's saying everyone's
bailing.
No, in the West. I'm sorry. Here's a newsflash for you. The Phoenix Suns are going to be damn good this year.
Who do they have, though? I mean, what do you
that's
mean?
That's my point. You don't know. And
I'm going with Portland.
That's like
on that
one. That's like Utah. Yeah. Utah until they made a couple of Utah was well on their way to be a really good team, and of course they lost.
Hey, is Utah for real? 47?
No, they lost my guy. They lost.
Yeah, if they would have kept Hayward, yeah.
Yeah, Hayward went to Boston, so that's kind of screws the.
Yeah, it was too bad.
But what did they get for him?
Nothing.
They didn't get anything for him. He was a free agent.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you got something if a free agent.
Three minutes.
They got for him. They got whatchamacallit. They got. They did get a guy from the Celtics.
It doesn't matter who they got from the Celtics. New.
Repco.
Celtics are definitely setting themselves up to be the team.
Down the road.
The East Coast future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
I tell you a team right now that you should really watch out, the Miami Heat. They were 31-11 in the second half of the year. And they signed Kelly Olynyk off the Celtics, who I thought.
Yeah, Kelly Olynyk's a good ball player, but that's another team that here's their problem. The Miami Heat have the same problem the Utah Jazz had last year. One game they'll score 115, the next game 75. Next game 115, next game 78. There's no consistency in their scoring.
Yeah, they were 31-11 the second.
I know, but defensively they're a great ball club. Defensively they'll hold you to under 100 games every game, but the problem is offensively they cannot, there's no consistency there. And when I talk you know who's consistent like that? They may not have the best record. Milwaukee was in. I looked this
excellent
up.
This year.
Milwaukee was in. I don't think they lost or won a game by more than 12 points all season.
And they were hurt. They were, a lot of it.
Hey, listen, we got 2 minutes left. I want you to. LeVar Ball. And now, look, there's no way a kid's going to tell his father to shut the hell up.
No, he's not. He can't.
He can't. But here's a newsflash for you. This is not, you know, LA's got enough bells and whistles going for it itself. This is one of those deals where, you know what? And look, from all I can tell by Lonzo Ball, he's a good kid.
He is a good
kid.
But
I got news, his father's not.
No, he just got forfeited a game.
Yeah,
you know, and they get this girl referee kicked out.
Yeah.
Now
that's
the
ridiculous.
People that hired these referees for the AAU game will just cut their contract with Adidas because of this guy. So
yeah.
Adidas just lost a lot of money because of this guy, Ball, LeVar Ball.
And you know what? They can swallow.
Yeah.
They
and
can
women aren't going to buy the shoes because they're going to be not a lot, but even
they're
if
not
a gonna, few
they're,
do
they're
it.
They're going to spend $40, $95 on sneakers. I know women. I have four sisters.
Right.
They're going to spill them on.
They weren't buying them anyways.
But I say, is this the and yes or no answer in a minute or less? This is a guy who could be the downfall of this kid's career. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. Because, you know, he's already gotten Magic Johnson's face. Magic Johnson said about Lonzo Ball that he's not a good outside shooter, and he's going to have to, you know, to be a good point guard.
You got to work on it. You're not going to. How many Allen Iversons are there? How many 5 foot, 10 foot guys can go in the lane and take it? None. He was it. You know?
How do you even get Magic Johnson upset in any way or form?
This is a guy who
smiled.
This
like
is a guy who. This is a guy who doesn't. This is a guy who didn't get all that pissed off when he got AIDS.
You know?
His father. So I don't really care about Magic Johnson. Here's a guy. I mean, the Lakers picked this guy at number two. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, he didn't want to play for.
But
the
he's
Celtics.
Not Pete Maravich.
Yeah.
He's slow. He's not that fast. I mean. He's not going to be able to guard Westbrook. He's not going to be able to guard James Harden.
Do you know what Steph Curry is going to do to this kid?
Yeah, of course he will. Definitely, yeah.
You know, 5 years away from playing.
Just for fun, yeah. He's going to score 40 on him.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Magic Johnson's put it best. He's a project, and we're going to wait on him to be.
Well, you know what? In LA, you don't have time. You've had 3 years of garbage.
You have plenty of projects in Los Angeles.
If you're holding on for another draft pick, here's a newsflash for you: your Celtics may have it. 47. We're going to have you on the end of the week. Okay.
Exactly.
Man is a roller derby legend. We have him on because he's no more basketball than out.
And he's still sober.
Well, I'm not. I've been drinking since what?
No,
time?
I'm not talking about
this.
Wait,
what time
is
it?
Sober.
I've been drinking since what? It's 30 past the hour. I've been drinking since 1980. All right, thanks to Leonard Silverman. An update next, kids. Chris Townsend at 40 past. And thanks to the Chicken Man, Sports Today in America.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I never even knew we had a nightclub down here.
Ah, Gary Newman, now retired as a pilot for British Airways. Did you know that? Yeah.
He did that after.
He
did that during or after the
after,
song?
After. Cars.
One of the first MTV video hits.
Kind of
with that radio.
But the thing was, it was Howard Jones became commercially more successful, but Gary Newman. I mean, look, is he Pete Townsend? No.
Is he T-Rex?
You know, is he Mark Bolan? No. Anyway, kids, Chris Townsend from 95.7 The Game coming up here in
Old Town.
Something brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the big straight through the minors youth leagues. Then a Pop-Tart. No Pop-Tart?
For you, yes.
What kind of Pop-Tart are those?
Blueberry.
All right, because they're chocolate. I can't help
it. Can you get one with vanilla latte?
Yeah, the vanilla latte.
Those new ones?
I'm a vanilla latte.
It's a brand new flavor. It's great, yeah.
They
Pop-Tarts.
They have pumpkin ones during Halloween or Thanksgiving.
No, the vanilla latte.
Oh, I haven't had them yet. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight to the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. You go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. No particular order, rhyme, or reason here. American League score is the Rays 5-3 over the Evil Empire. Hoorah! There we go. Elsewhere. Real pitcher's duel. I still call it Skydome.
Yeah.
It's Rogers Center. Toronto, 11-10 over the Halos. Le Tigre et Étoile squeaked by the Astros 13-1.
Ooh.
God damn, my Red Sox. 5-3, they lose to Kansas City again? Really?
You've never beat Kansas City.
Shut up.
4 years now.
White Sox 3-1 over the Indians. Elsewhere in the American League, damn Bomber Ojwan 10-6 over your Tejas Rangers.
Oh, Albert Beltre.
Holy
3,000.
Got him.
Forgot about that.
Albert Bell?
Beltre.
Yeah.
Adrian Beltre. Adrian Beltre. What did I say? Albert Bell? Yeah.
The Biggity 6-5 over the Twinkies. Elsewhere in your Major League Baseball, ladies and gentlemen, Dodgers beat the Giants.
No!
Swear to God.
Oh!
3-2, 3-1. It was the Nats over the Rockies. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Marlins 6-1, 9-1, that is, over the Metropolitans. Pirates 7-1 over the Padres. Elsewhere, it was the Cardinals 3-2 over the Diamondbacks. Oh, by the way, it was a doubleheader with the Rockies,
yes.
And then that's the first game. It was 10-6. It was
and
Rockies.
Nobody showed up for the second game.
That's the way it goes. Cubs 4-2 over the Brewers. This update was brought, by the way, and the Reds 6-4 over the Marlins. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer. Go to phbet.com. Type in the coupon code
baseball.
Get a great deal with the Pro Hammer back. Chris Townsend from 95.7 The Game next, kids. This is Sports Over in America. Sirius, the next time you pick a channel.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about you or loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
iHeartRadio.
create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Holy crap, it's Chris. How you doing?
I'm almost afraid to ask. The man has two gorgeous twin daughters that are like pushing their teenage years. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, here being on Sunday. I'm not exactly sure what it is during the rest of the week, and I really don't care. I get paid either way. 19 and a half minutes before the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. Now joining us, boys and girls, this man, after Joey Chestnut, and I know Tommy Smith, John Carlos, Tommy and Dick Smothers, who both ran track. Those guys were legends at San Jose State University. But when you want to talk about your athletic legends, this is a man who could drink more beer and get shelled earlier in a ball game than any other 5 foot 9 inch right-hander in the history of that division or that conference. 95-7 the game here in San Francisco, the former host of this unmitigated disaster, Chris Townsend, joins us here on Sports Overnight. ¿Qué pasó, mi amigo?
You're missing Bill Walsh and Dick Vermeil.
Yeah, you know what? Nope. I didn't want to insult either
I'm
of
sorry.
Them.
Oh.
I didn't want to insult either of them by mentioning them.
What about Gil Bird of the Chargers?
Yeah, you got to play. Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk Ken Caminiti, MVP?
I mean,
you're missing a lot of great.
Chris, MVP. I would not insult you by comparing Ken Caminiti to you. That's
yes.
Well, you know, Ken and I both wore number 21
right.
at San Jose State Baseball, and some people have debated who. Who's more big time 21?
Okay,
blackjack.
How many times has San Jose State appeared in Omaha?
One.
How many times has Temple University appeared in Omaha?
That would be zero.
That would be two.
Ooh.
1972 and 1977, and I played in two regionals. You son of a bitch. 83 and 84.
1977. But I mean.
I want to ask
So this is a part of the program where you're – I mean, by the way, and you know who we end up losing to in 72? That Fred Lynn Rondado team.
Oh, and SC.
Yep. That was the three – the SC, right. SC won five straight College World Series. Lynn was – who's been on the show, and you and I are friends with Fred. He was on the middle three.
Yeah.
Along with Roy Smalley was on that team.
Those Bill teams. Lee was on those, right?
You remember, we had Fred Lynn on the show a lot.
Freddie Lynn, and you know what's funny? And before we get to the nonsense that we get paid to talk about, you and I, you know what? I was thinking about this. I was Jay Johnstone called me the other day. And
who?
Jay Johnstone.
First baseman.
Jay Johnstone, our old buddy from the Dodgers.
Right, and of course, he was on that Yankee team in 78. Do you remember we had the anniversary show? I think it was the 40th, or 30th,
yes.
The 30th anniversary, and we had Jay Johnstone, who was on that Yankee team, and Fred Lynn, who was on that. That was one of the great
yes.
interviews ever. Do you remember that?
Yes, because Jerry, I did it and you didn't.
I was the one who orchestrated it. You bragged about
yes.
me on the air.
Yes, yeah, but that's when I hosted the show. Ever since I've left the show, we're things have you got Cabby there tonight. I mean, things have changed.
He brought me drugs.
Hey, I want to ask you something about San Jose State. No, at Fresno State. Fresno State is in the same division, and they won the College World Series just a few years ago.
The Middle California and Miserable, as they call it.
Mountain West doesn't get a lot of championships in there. So
I like that one.
Right. How did you do against Fresno State when you were pitching?
He doesn't know.
Career,
he was drunk.
I only had one loss to them. I was 0-1 against them.
Well, that's notable.
I always got the thing that you were always mad with them whenever I heard you on.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate Fresno. I lost to Fresno on that. This is actually a good story.
Go for it.
All right, here we go. It's Valentine's Day, my senior year.
You got to your senior year. But first off, that alone is amazing. Okay, that alone.
So, I walked down to the bullpen. As I'm walking out of the bullpen, there's like, you know, and both of us were in the top 20 at the time.
Right.
And these kids are screaming at me.
Uh-huh.
And then I go down and I warm up in the bullpen. And then I warm up, and as Jerry, you kind of know, I'm kind of a hothead. I came back.
Right.
And these kids are screaming. They're like throwing F-bombs at me.
Right.
I turned around. I flipped out. I looked up at the parents. I said, you losers are here on Valentine's Day. are screaming at me, throwing X.
I have to be here. What's your freaking excuse, right?
Yeah, yeah. The coaches came down and grabbed me, and I lost. I think I lost like 3-2. We had epic. I had epic. By the way, I had some epic times at Fresno. Because Fresno State and San Jose State will always be the rivalry.
Right.
And when you'd go down there, because, you know, you're coming out of Fresno State, that's the valley. That's like Cowtown. Like, we were like big cities.
That's where you look at
there.
Stockton and you get jealous.
No, my God, Stockton is like a metropolis.
Exactly, compared to Fresno, yeah, I know.
But Fresno State would be the powerhouse of that region.
I don't know about that.
For L.A. or San Diego, I mean San Francisco.
Well, I remember the one story I remember.
It's too far from L.A. But here's the thing is, if you remember back, Fresno State did beat USC in a bowl game way back when.
I remember.
Which was like the lowest part ever of USC football. More importantly, Jerry, I'm looking at it right now.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, hold on. There's one other story I want you to tell me about your career.
No.
I want to hear about the time you pitched. I want to talk about the time you were pitching in front of Marinovich, where he was just sitting up in that parking lot behind the left center field in Dado Field.
This is a great story. So, I'm pitching at USC.
Down at Dado. Down at Brovard Field.
Dado Field, USC, where all the great players play. Right. And I'm warming up with the bullpen. And I know who Marinovich is because I grew up in San Diego. Right. I grew up knowing who this guy was.
From modern-day high school and all that, yeah.
Yeah. So I look up, and they're, like, heckling me. And they're, like, screaming at me. So I scream back at Marinovich because I knew who he was. And I'm like, F you, Marinovich. That was the night he first got caught because that was the time he was just with the Raiders.
That's right.
So they were at the USC game. College baseball game, and we're playing against them. And that night was the first night he got pulled over for coke. He got pulled over. He got popped for booze.
And it's one of the proudest moments of your college career, from what you told me.
Oh, dude, I was just yelling back at him. Was so great because you know what? Like, you know, he's heckling, but the idea that he thinks that I know who he is,
right.
I immediately knew who he was. Dude, he's like 6'5".
Yeah, 6'5".
And I'd seen him because I grew up in Southern California. Right. He was a big deal as a high school quarterback. And remember his crazy-ass dad, Marv, who worked for the Raiders.
Who they've actually, if you've seen that doc, that 30 for 30, the Marinovich Project, the way those two guys have knotted things up between the two because of their love for art, it's actually a pretty good story.
Oh, no. The whole thing's a fraud. Yeah, Marv.
He's a nut. He's a nut job.
Marinovich. That whole thing where he never had a candy bar.
Oh no, that was BS. I'm talking about years later. Both of them got into the art. But Marinovich was an art major in school. But they have a mutual love and appreciation for art. And I guess they've had mutual shows together now, where I think they've kind of ironed things out.
Well, he recently got popped again for I think crystal meth.
Yeah, he did. He did his time.
Allegedly.
And if you're gonna do time, don't do it for crystal meth. Do it for something synthetic.
Exactly. Hey, make some money at it.
Real quick, Chris, before we get to burritos.
I mean, that's like hanging out with Cabby, for God's sake.
I did, and you know,
so, no offense.
Anything you need.
In my conference, our big, I was in the Atlantic 10. Our big rival was at the time St. John's, which of course produced Frank Viola amongst others.
John Franco went there.
Thank you very much. Yes, he did. But at one time, believe it or not, for 2 years.
But no one went to Temple, though. So you guys.
John Marzano and Jeff Manti, they were on my team, for Christ's sake. They both played.
The kicker from the
Jeff Manti
Broncos.
Jeff Manti, who played second base with the O's. John Marzano, who caught with the Red Sox and the Mariners for 8 years.
I remember Jeff Manti was legit. I remember that.
Marzano played for 8 years with the. Chris, we've said this before. If you spent one day in a major league uniform, you didn't suck. True.
Hashtag fact. Can we talk about burritos?
Okay, no.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to tell you about my record real quick. It stood for 2 years. And, you know, there's 27 outs in a 9-inning game, right? I was responsible for 9 of them in one game one time as the batter. I hit into 3 double plays and a triple play in one game.
Yeah, you were terrible.
I was a 264 hitter, but you know what? I can still hit your sorry ass. Let's talk about burritos, though.
Thing is, you killed people. That's the only allegedly.
Well, you know, here's the news.
Sniper in the military. That's the only thing you were good at.
I could hit any pitcher in the world if someone held them down for me. We're coming up on August 5th. We're going to be at first. We're going to be at fourth. By the way, Billy Lee's going to be in town in a couple of weeks. We'll get free for that. We'll hook up together here in the city. Okay. Coming up on August 5th, I'm going to be debating, quote unquote, Dr. Kent Hovind about creationism through
God help us all.
Yeah, the idiot. But afterwards, at the
corner, he says human beings and
dinosaurs. And the Noah's Ark thing is literal, and dinosaurs were on. Go look up Dr. quote unquote Kent Hovind.
He's saying dinosaurs and human beings weren't around at the same time.
Yes, and the reason why, and the reason they could fit them all on the ark is because they took all the baby dinosaurs. I swear he said that.
No way.
Look up Dr. Kent
Hovind.
Hovind. I swear to God, Chris, it's got it. And he says he blows away Bill Nye, Bill Maher. Neil deGrasse Tyson, he blows them all away.
Bill Nye.
I swear to God, I swear, right hand, Chris. But after the most important
dinosaurs on Noah's Ark.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what I want to know: every animal on the planet was within a 10-mile radius of this ark, evidently.
Triceratops would have fit beautifully.
Even though Triceratops and Tyrannosaurus Rex were 70 million years apart from each other.
Tyrannosaurus Rex would have got along with everybody on that boat.
Yeah, but you know what? But he was terrible at push-ups.
Yeah, he looks like some of the A's outfielders the way through.
Oh God! I want to know how the bathrooms.
How big was that boat?
Well, here's the thing. I swear this is true. The people at Oxford, using the original diagrams, quote unquote, tried to put one together using modern technology. They put the thing in the water, and it went down like Natalie Wood, right down to the bottom. Can't be done.
Yeah, and then where do the sea creatures go on Noah's Ark?
Every sea creature from Noah's Ark went. Poughkeepsie.
Okay.
So come on.
I'm looking at the food challenges website.
Well,
right
no, just go to burritozilla.com, and you can see.
You know how long you have?
I don't care how long I have. I can do, 25 minutes?
Actually, if this thing is right, it says you have an hour.
Oh, easy. But Burritozilla, for those of you who don't know, there's a couple of them, but the one in particular we're speaking of is the main place.
San Jose State.
It's down at the corner of 4th and Fernando in San Jose, California. And they have
my hood.
Yeah, your hood. They have this thing called Burritozilla. It is a 5.2-pound burrito. It runs like $26, but money's not important, especially after you die from overeating. Yes. Now, Townsend can eat. I mean, for a 5'9" guy who needs to walk at night because his, you know,
his dad owned a restaurant.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Great the one. Chicken, but he, just, I've seen Chris eat.
No, Cabby, they're dead. We now own the restaurant, but thanks.
Yeah. But
that's not what I meant.
So anyway, in the last 3.5 minutes we have here. So I'm coming down. I have this 10 o'clock thing with Hovind, and I got news for you. I'm going to walk out of there, and I don't care what the laws are in San Jose. I'm going to be snorting, smoking, and drinking walking out of there because I'm going to be brain dead. We're going to meet over there, and you told me off air you aren't going to attempt Burritozilla.
I don't think I can do it.
That's not the point. I tried that Four Horsemen burger in San Antonio, and here's the newsflash: screw waterboarding. Have people eat that goddamn thing.
It's 5 pounds, 18 inches.
Yeah, I know, and I know what that's like every time I get in the shower, and that's a lie too.
Okay. So check this out.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the website right now. It says it's simple. Purchase the Burritozilla of your choice.
Right.
So you can do like chicken or beef.
I'm going to stay.
I'm staying going carnitas.
I'm going
steak.
That
will be less.
It would less rice.
Okay, right. Iguana.
I'm going steak, shrimp, and refried beans. That's how I do mine.
Do an iguana.
It's saying purchase the Burritozilla of your choice and chow it down. Once it is consumed, it's entirely you get. A free T-shirt and bragging rights.
Hell yeah!
Oh,
Townsend, we're
it
there.
It doesn't say time though. It doesn't say time. See, the other website said it's an hour. I don't. You're gonna have time.
Okay, so here's what we do. So you want to put this up on Periscope, and you're gonna bring your daughters down because I haven't seen them in years. Are they doing well?
Oh yeah. The kids will come down and have.
All right, you're gonna put this up on Periscope.
They're gonna come see Uncle. But here's my question.
Yeah.
I don't want to be. I'm gonna be embarrassed if you can't do it.
Oh,
no curveball. You're trying. You're doing this too. No.
Hey, Cavi, we talked about this whole Ghost Thing he was going to do.
Chris, that thing.
Notice he's not inviting me.
Chris, that thing. I got as my witness. I knew it would be bad. I didn't think something could hurt that bad. I did not think.
No, there was one more famous thing about that Iguana's place. It's right where Jeff Garcia got busted for DWI.
We don't care.
Okay.
We have a minute.
No. Right, yeah. Cabby's correct. It's just the Jack in the Box. It's on the same block as the Jack in the Box. Jeff Garcia got to see
you. Well, I'm saying, you know
well, that was the topic of the day.
And that's why the Niners won't sign him back, even though they need him. But
by the way, Cabby, you have no idea how many times I hit that Jack in the Box when I was in college.
We know, you told me about the times you were paying with nickels and dimes. You were like me going to Geno's for a cheesesteak.
Tacos.
But here's the thing.
But Cabby, if he doesn't pull this off, he's going to be like the most fakest. He's going to be like the Trump of competitive eating.
Oh, you're not going to compare me to Commander Ass.
Chris, I got a better one for
you.
Wait,
no, hold on. We only got a minute. Hold on, Kevin.
No,
Cabby. Oh, here's what we're going to do, Chris. All right, those burritos are $26. All right, here's the deal. All right. Marco's putting 3-1 against us on this one.
I, you know what? I'm going to buy your burrito. I'm going to buy the burrito.
All right.
You better finish this.
Here's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to put up. Marco said he'll give us 3-1. Okay, I'm willing to put up $100.
Okay, I'm going to buy the burrito. You'll put some money against Marco.
All right.
And if we can make money off this, I mean, I'm just saying.
But if I do this. You are going to go on the game. You are going to tell your wife, the warden. You are going to let me run around with my hands in the air going, right?
Oh, my kids are. Hey, by the way, speaking of the warden, Friday.
Ten seconds.
16th wedding anniversary.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Chris.
16th, Jerry.
I'm sorry, Chris. I'm serious. I'm seriously sorry for you, man. I really
am. Excuse me.
Chris Townsend from 95.7 The Game, Burrito King extraordinaire. Former outstanding pitcher from San Jose State. I can't say what a straight face sports on Rand America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
We've given in to nativism and protectionism. If we're going to be a governing party in the future and a majority party, we've got to go back to traditional conservatism.
Rethinking Republican. This is coming from Senator Jeff Flake, who comes from the same state as John McCain, Arizona. Flake says the party itself is to blame for some problems.
We'd given in to, kind of the politics of personal destruction, and quickly to a lot of spending and other things that that really made the ground fertile for the type of politics that we have today.
Ohio Governor John Kasich is also worried.
What we need, and I think perhaps the president can get there, I sure hope so, is sort of the sense of unity, of hopefulness. Not of division, but of lifting.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share.
When I heard about Punch TV Studios, at first, I didn't know what to think. Then everyone kept talking about it. I went to the website, and now I'm a Punch TV Studios investor.
This is a tremendous opportunity for you and your family.
My children are my everything. I have to make sure that they are taken care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering is counting down to a close. Call now, 310-419-5914, or visit our website, punchtvstudios.com.
Buy your stock. Buy your stock. Buy your stock. Buy your Punch TV Studios stock.
We think it's a great investment. Buy your Punch TV stock today.
Three men are hurt after a small plane crashed Sunday after taking off from Danbury Airport in Connecticut. Michael Bauer has more.
Officials say one person was critically injured, another was seriously hurt, and one person suffered minor injuries when a Cessna 172S crashed during takeoff from Danbury Municipal Airport this morning. The group had rented the Cessna Skyhawk single-engine plane this morning, and firefighters had to beat their way through the brush to reach the downed plane and extricate the victims down the trail they created. Hospital and police officials are working to notify the victims' families, and there is no word yet on where the plane was headed. Michael Bauer, New York.
A court is ordering the FAA to reconsider seat sizes on passenger aircraft. The appeals court in Washington, D.C. says the FAA can't refuse to rewrite rules that allow seats to shrink in size, citing safety concerns, especially the distance between rows of seats on board the plane, but also the width of the seat as well. One of the judges called it, quote, the case of the shrinking airline seat. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
A serial killer's year-long killing spree is being remembered. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
New Yorkers who lived through it are recalling a frightening year in the late 70s as 40 years ago Monday, David Berkowitz, who became known as the Son of Sam killer, staged his last of 8 deadly shooting attacks there. The delusional killer, who claimed to be directed by a demon in the form of his neighbor's dog, was arrested 2 weeks later. Tom Jennings produced a documentary special about it that airs tonight on the Smithsonian Channel, and he spoke to Trending Today USA.
Modern history of New York City, there's been few, if any, people that were able to terrify New York the way he did for more than a year.
I'm Chris Barnes.
Also in New York, just days after President Trump announced a crackdown on the gang MS-13, police are searching a park in Queens for possible victims of the gang. More on that story from Sue Guzman.
New York Newsday reports police began digging in Cascina Park in Flushing late Friday after an informant told them there were remains of 2 MS-13 gang victims buried there. Newsday says animal bones were found, but no human remains. Back in May, the body of a 16-year-old suspected MS-13 gang member was found dead in Alley Pond Park with multiple stab wounds. Sue Guzman, New York.
And all the rides are reopened at the Ohio State Fair, save for the one that killed an 18-year-old Marine recruit and injured 7 other people. Officials say that ride will stay closed. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Let's all square dance. Place is all.
Hell yeah!
Bow to your corner. Bow to your own.
So,
3 hands up and round you go. Break it up with a do-si-do. Do. Chicken in the bread bag, kicking our dough. Skip to a loop, my dog.
Little hillbilly hair action. Produced in late 1949, released in 1950. I would have given anything. Now, Mel Blanc said that a woman from my hometown, June Foray, who passed away this past week, was the best voice character actress in all time.
Oh, that's so sad.
99. Sign me up. Yep. But I would have given anything to have sat outside inside the sound booth and watch this being produced. I was 9 and I knew all the words to this. Right up, you're doing fine. I'll pull your bitch, you pull mine. It's Sports Overnight America. Sports Overnight America, iHeart Radio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius 203.93, something like that. Bump, bump. You know the great thing? You know where the term Bugs Bunny comes from? I forgot. The guy who originally was the designed him. His nickname was Bugs. They call him Bugs' Bunny. That's where it comes from.
Nice.
Shake like a hound dog, again, roll around in your big pen. Roll around, you know how. Roll around like an old fat sow.
What is? Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No. Mel Blanc doing the cabbie in Beverly Hillbillies. I always bring it up just because it's a visual sighting of him.
Yeah, he Mel Blanc, he said that in his mind, June Foray, who did every cartoon voice, and started as a dramatic radio actor at the age of 12 in 1930 in Springfield, Massachusetts, right outside of Agawam, well, the other way around, where I grew up. And June Foray was fantastic. I mean, she was unbelievable, and we miss her. And I was fortunate enough to have met June twice, and both times I was like, and one time I had to go on the air in front of her. Do you know how nervous I was?
Oh.
I was like, she's sitting waiting for the morning show to come in, and I'm doing overnights at this classic rock station.
And you already had this admiration for her.
And I'm like, and I'm coming out of some, we'll say an Eagles tune, and I'm like, 100.7. I mean, I was scared to death. We come back. Carly Simon, Donald Trump, and me, along with Cabby. 1-800-878-7529. Before we do all of that, though, we're going to take some calls. My man Don in Denver. We'll do Don first, we think.
The Broncos playing this year?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
1-800-878-7529. Sports Talk Radio America.
Bow to your partner. Bow to the gent across the hall. And that is all.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
People say all kind of things to me, but mostly they just say,
yeah, take it, yeah!
Thank you very much, Mary Birdsong. She cut that for me.
No, I want to get some segments from her show. The show, Reno 911. Yeah.
No, I've known Mary for years.
She's got great one-liners on that show.
From Long Beach Island. She's from the LBI. By the way, two guys I met at XM Radio. I was never a huge Log and Messina guy. Some of the stuff, this was good. But I met them at XM. They did the sit-down thing with George Taylor Morrison, who's legendary radio guy who I worked with in Boston at XM. Nicest guys in the world, Log and Messina. You know, strange anniversary today. And for those of us who grew up on the East Coast, the summer of 77 was a bizarre time. First, we had the blackout. Charlie's Angels was on, and all of a sudden all our TVs on the East Coast would massive blackout. There's a great American experience about that, but it was on this date, which is July 30th for some of us, most of us, or now it's the 31st for a lot of us. Stacey Moskowitz was shot and killed along with her boyfriend. He wasn't killed. He lost one eye. The Last Son of Sam murder occurred on this date 40 years ago. David Berkowitz was caught 2 weeks later. He was on his way to a Long Island nightclub with an Uzi. He was going to blow everyone up. He's still at Auburn.
Oh, wait a minute. So inform me. So he had the Uzi, but he didn't get to the.
He got caught because of a parking ticket, and they were waiting for him. outside of his place in Yonkers. He worked for the post office.
Yeah, no, I never knew that.
And he walked out, and he got into his car, and, of course, the entire state of New York was like, stick him up or put your hands up. And, yeah, he had
more intent.
Oh, he was on his way out to Ronkonkoma, Long Island, where MacArthur Airport is, and there was he was ready to go. He was going to go out there and do a mass killing and kill himself. But he was caught beforehand, and he's doing, I think he was sentenced.
That's kind of a cool ending.
435 years in prison. And here's the thing. They know he didn't do all of them, but he will not say who it was. Anyway.
Sports. Oh, you mean he's a dirtbag?
Yeah.
Sports, don't have to explain that.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, maybe 203. We don't care. This is a gentleman. He's been calling this show. I was Townsend's second banana. I got here in December of 2006. And one of my favorite callers, only because, well, for a lot of reasons. There are people who are like, like Pete in Toronto with the Giants. He only calls them the Giants.
My team is the best.
This is a man. He's objective. He's articulate. He's lucid. And when his team suck, and he's from Denver, he will say, not that they suck. He'll explain why he thinks why. He's a lucid individual, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. I just love this guy to death. And his sister works for an airline, and he still won't come fly to
one of the few lucid people that listen to the show. Yeah,
exactly. Don in Denver, welcome to Sports Overnight America, my friend.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for those kind words, man.
I didn't mean a word of it. I was just trying to sound good for the people who are listening to me.
Even if it didn't, it's still nice to be spoken that way.
I'm going to be honest, Don, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not really comfortable with another man saying the word stroke to me. Just kidding. Go ahead.
I can understand that.
Yeah, what's on your mind, my friend?
Well, man, it's a great time. The year, obviously, it's about August, so it's football's return. So, first of all, just congratulations to Terrell Davis. I don't know how you guys feel about him.
At first, I had a problem with him going into the Hall of Fame. But then I thought about Gale. Hold on, Mike, don't cabbage. But then I thought about Gale. He said, his career is too. Gale Sayers only played in 64 NFL games.
Yeah.
But Gale Sayers was quality in those 64. Terrell Davis, the last, half a season maybe. To his credit, they became more of a passing team in his last. But Terrell Davis, he did one of the great. What's the word I'm referring to? Eagles swallows of all time. When I suffer from migraines. Yeah. And for those of you who have ever had a migraine, if you've ever had your tooth drilled and it hit that nerve and you go, ooh, like in Marathon Man, that's what your whole face feels like. And he put on a helmet and stood out there as a decoy in front of 75,000 people and 200 million people watching it. Yeah. As a migraine sufferer, I would have been back in the clubhouse praying for an early death and praying for the trainer to shoot me full of morphine or something. So, at first I was like, because I know some people who really deserve to be there who aren't, but I'm okay with it now.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I'm being biased.
Don, and here's the point of credit that I will give to you that I've given you. For 10 years now, easy. You're not a homer. You are in Denver. You're a Bronco fan. You're a Nugget fan. But if they suck, and you just don't say, well, they suck. Well, that's real articulate. You actually say why, and now more importantly, you will say what they can do to improve. So if you get up there and if you come onto this program and you say to me or to Cabby or to somebody else with an IQ over 10 that person deserves to be there, you don't have to justify yourself by saying because they're a homer. You really don't. You're one of the very few people I know that you don't have to do that, Don. But thank you for saying it.
Well, I appreciate that, Jerry.
That was real adult of me. You've
watched a lot of Bronco football over the years, of course, and there's some players. It's great that the
you know what I think of the horse. You know what I think of horse face. I do not like that.
Yeah, I know. But go back to 2004, Jerry. I think the first year that he was 2004 now. And since then, we've had this is the fifth Bronco in there. I know Gary Zimmerman played some years with the Vikings, but he played most of his career with the Broncos. So it's nice to see them get that recognition. And I just hope, and I'm not going to be greedy here, but I just hope they start getting some of the defensive players in there because, started watching the Broncos.
Let me ask you something, Don, and I'm going to ask Cabby this as well. And he irritated me because he was so good, but he had a short career, and after he broke that leg, on the night of September 10th against the Giants, and he lost that whole season, he was never the same. And he was his because he never wore any kind of pads other than shoulder pads and a helmet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Eddie McCaffrey out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, yeah. Stanford. This was a guy. He was about 2 years away from being a Hall of Fame caliber player. Am I right or wrong?
You know, Jerry, I won't say about the Hall, but I just feel that he's kind of been neglected as far as the Broncos Ringer fan because
Here's the thing: it was his own. Yeah. This was a guy who, literally, here's what he wore on the field. His uniform, his shoulder pads, and his helmet. That was it. Yeah, and he got hurt because of it.
Can I ask you?
Go ahead.
No, I just, on McCaffrey, I know it's off.
I hated the son of a bitch. I hate him.
His kid, yeah. I'm a Stanford fan. That's my, I love the Pac-12.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And what do you think about his kid not doing the Sun Bowl?
I think that says a lot to his, he's going to have a lot to prove to his teammates.
It's BS.
It is.
You pay for your scholarship.
No, it is BS. But
he can give you a degree in Stanford.
He's going to have to earn his respect from his teammates. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, Don, that's not what you call. What's on your mind, my friend?
Oh, I was just going to say, Leonard Fournette did the same thing. It's a trend that some of the college kids are doing, obviously, sitting out there.
I don't like that. But at that point, all your classes are taken care of and your scholarship's paid for. Let's put that aside. I know that's not why you called, but go ahead, man. What's in your mind?
Well, I'm just with the Broncos up now that everybody's in camp now and the Bronco expectations going into the season, of course. I've watched some of the there's interesting comments from Vance Joseph, being a rookie head coach, but as far as the quarterback play, because, I'm not sure about Paxton Lynch. That's the thing, guys. We drafted Chad Kelly. Last player taken in the draft, and I think that's an advanced Joseph. That's his guy.
I would like to know what the excuse me for a second. I would love to know what the percentage is of the Mr. And you know what? I want to say that between the fourth and the seventh round, inclusive, I want to say the percentage of players that are kept on the team are less than 40%. I want to say the percentage of Mr. Irrelevance, which is the last person drafted, I want to say it's over 50% that stay with the team.
On low picks.
No, Mr. Irrelevance, the last man picked.
Okay.
I want to say that's over 50% of those who stay with the team. But people who are drafted in general between the fourth and seventh round, it's less than 50% that end up making the roster. So it's they're usually, long snappers, but still, anyway, go ahead.
But then you guys think, too, now with Chad Kelly, because, he playing for Ole Miss, and there were a lot of the games around, the SEC, they're on all the time. So I just feel like that's not a guy that's your typical last player taken in the draft from Chad Kelly. Because I would, the talk around here is that if Trevor Simeon.
Here's the other thing, Don, and I don't know how many people realize this. Yeah, they're used to. God, Bart Starr was a 17th round pick.
There you go.
And there are people in the Hall of Fame in my lifetime who were 15th round picks that made it to the Hall of Fame. But just because there's only seven rounds, there are people that are earmarked by I'm just going to say the Steelers, for example. I'll just throw them out for a team. Okay, seventh round is over. They already have a list. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that there was 15 rounds, okay? They already have, in their minds, rounds 8 through 15 picked. And once the regular draft is over, and then you're what's called an undrafted free agent, there are people out there that were still, not that they're going to the teams and saying, hey, I wasn't drafted, can you come look at me? But there are teams that will go after, and then go after those players. It's not like just because you weren't drafted.
The leftovers.
Yeah, it's not the leftovers. It's not like the leftovers have to go and beg for look-sees. It's the other way around. There are usually between 3 and 9 people that each team will go after aggressively to invite them to their camps. So it's not like just because you weren't drafted, you have to beg for a job or beg for a look-see. Like Herb Mulkey. You have to. There are people out there that are actively recruited by teams, even though they weren't drafted. People don't understand that, but that's how it works.
Well, and that's a great point, Joe. Because of course, some of the greatest Bronco players of all time, Carl Mecklenburg, 12th round pick, Tyron Braxton, 12th round pick.
Haven Moses wasn't like a 10th round pick or something, wasn't he?
Who was that now?
Haven Moses was like a 10th round pick or something like that.
Yeah, that might be right, Jerry. I can't remember exactly, but he said, it's a great point because now that you only have seven rounds, you have to really do your homework. Arian Foster wasn't even drafted
right. Right, so, but I'm saying there's a lot. Yeah. You have to do your homework on the people. You know, let's just say, okay, I'm trying to think of somebody. Okay, here you go. Nate Wright, great defensive back for the Cardinals and the Vikings. Great defensive back, okay? Nate Wright was, I think, a 12th round pick by the St. Louis Cardinals, eventually ended up with the Vikings. And he was those great Viking teams of the 70s. Let's just say for the sake of argument that Nate Wright was available today, but he's not a first, seventh pick. But I can just say, the St. Louis Cardinals, or now the Arizona Cardinals, or the Minnesota Vikings, they have their eyes on this cat and say, look, if he's not drafted, we're going after him tooth and nail to get his ass into rookie camp. That happens all the time. People don't realize that.
Where was Terrell Davis drafted? Was he?
He wasn't drafted. Six rounds.
Well, guys, he was a six round pick.
Yeah, I think that should have something to do with the Hall of Fame thing because
you're
really fighting some odds.
Bart Starr was a 17th round pick.
That's what I'm saying. Brady's a sixth round pick.
Do you know why Bart Starr was even drafted? Did you ever hear the story? Bart Starr started very few games at Alabama. There was an assistant coach in Alabama who was college roommates with, no joke, with the assistant player development guy on those Packer teams that were bad in the mid-50s and said, why don't you pick this guy up? He's worth a look. If nothing else, put him, at the time they were called taxi squads. Now they're called.
There you go.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, same story.
Right. But not to this degree.
No, but he was at a community college.
Right. No. Yeah. I'm talking, this guy was at Alabama starting for 2 years.
Right.
But he was so overlooked that this guy, it was only because of a college friendship, a roommateship between two people. Why don't you, if nothing else, bring him into camp. He could throw passes to your receivers during training camp. That's how Bart Starr, you know.
Ended up taking the whole job.
Check this. No, you wasn't. Check this out. Bart Starr played. Five NFL titles. Bart Starr in his postseason career, okay, threw 244 passes. How many interceptions did he get? Bart Starr in his NFL career threw 244 passes in his postseason. 244.
Wow. Yeah.
How many interceptions do you think he threw in those 244 passes?
I couldn't guess.
One.
Wow. So you do your homework. I'm impressed with that, Jerry.
Nah, I just happen to know that. Don, we got a boogie, my friend. Listen, please don't be a stranger, my friend. Basketball season's coming up, okay? All right, basketball season.
I appreciate the time I was here talking with you in this draft class, but I want to say real quick, Kurt Warner, six-round pick, Terrell Davis, six-round pick. This is an outstanding, Hall of Fame class. This is an outstanding Hall of Fame class going in Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it. Appreciate the time, guys. You guys take care.
Don, you can come host this goddamn show. You'll be great with it. I love you. Okay?
I appreciate the invite, and I want to come host it with you, so hopefully I'll make it happen, though. But appreciate it, guys. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. 1-800-878-7529, boys and girls. Carly Simon coming up next, kids. We'll explain why. Sportsman in America.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Who goes there? It is I, Arthur, King of the Britons, defeater of the Saxons, sovereign of all England.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
Nobody can do it like me. Nobody. Nobody can do it like me. Honestly.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
Or better at the military than I am.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Nobody's better to people with disabilities than me.
Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
Than Donald Trump.
Nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than us. And nobody even understands it but me. It's called devaluation.
The sale of the uranium that nobody knows what it means. I know what it means.
Nobody knows more about trade than me. Nobody knows the game better than I do.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B. I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better than me.
Nobody knows God. Politicians better than I do.
Oh, nobody God. Knows more about taxes than I do.
Oh,
nobody
God.
Knows more about debt than I do.
Nobody knows the system better than me.
Oh, God. Sports Overnight America.
Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Like the president.
Oh, God. All right.
Do we?
Sports Overnight. Okay, we're going to keep our tool about this.
Exactly. That's exactly what you were doing.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM channel 203.93, whatever.
Can we thank the kids at Berkeley?
No, because I put that one together myself. You give me the idea.
No, exactly.
If you happen to be a right-wing Republican or a Trumpanzee, as we call them, or a supporter of Commander Asshat, or as you refer to him as?
Agent Orange.
You may want to turn channels right now. A couple of things. Would somebody please explain this to me? Please.
Nobody.
Please explain this to me. How could somebody that is not under the in the restraints of a straitjacket and a Thorazine shot still think that this idiot is still doing a good job? How is this possible? This man, quote unquote, man, is, I don't even want to say, I mean, how do you say someone is embarrassment when that just, I mean, just, I just, okay, Cabby, you've known me a long time, right?
You know, I'm going to go with Vonnegut, Mission to Mars.
Well, yeah, okay, but
the leader of the world. Everybody hates him, and we all become united because we all.
Yeah, okay,
hate him
right, exactly. He's a son of a bitch, but he's our son of a bitch.
Right.
Okay. That's fine.
And Congress gave him a good message with this Russian thing. It kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Here's the other thing. Okay, so it was.
I want to go with the Russian thing. I want to say, though, the only way you got everybody to cooperate on that in such a high level is that they realize that the Russians did it to them in the primaries.
But here's what I'm saying. Nope. We have sanctions 98-2. Now, the last time there was a vote like 98-2, yeah,
exactly.
Was the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. Of course, those two guys ended up being right, but we won't get into that. You know, Senator Morse. But here's my – how is it possible? Let's talk about the Russia thing. Okay? Let's just say – well, great song. I got to bring this up. A little traffic action. Players on everything. How – he vetoes the bill. He's going to get overridden. Because you only need 2/3, right? Now, but he's saying, how is he going to – really? You're going to veto the bill to put sanctions up against someone?
Well, he's
like,
not going to veto it now because he knows
– But he has no choice. The bill's – he only has 60 days to veto it or sign it.
Right.
That's it.
He has to sign it for the signatory.
And if he does sign it, Putin's going to be a little on the upset side.
No, he's already losing it.
Okay.
I watch French and German news. He's going nuts.
Oh, this is just.
What's the exact definition of insolence? He says the Americans.
Insolence. When you are with the teleprompter thing, no matter what the evidence is in front of you,
right?
You will say that. Okay.
Insolence? I thought it was more of a derogatory
you're insolent. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. No, it's not. It's 9. That's insolent.
Just straight up.
Straight up insolent.
So when he says America is insolent.
That's
like a good thing.
Yeah, that's I guess you could say that. But my point is this.
I really got confused by the
point.
Words.
Yeah. I had a caller call me, and we only have about a minute here. I had a caller call me on this past Thursday. And you wonder what kind of drugs these people are taking to make them so delusional.
Yes.
I swear he said this.
Russian women.
Just because something is a fact does not necessarily make it true. Unless you believe it, because if you believe it, it is then a belief and not a fact. What? I swear to someone who's allowed to walk free on the streets of this country said that to me.
I kind of like that.
What? Just because? Just because? No. Their point.
As long as you're not drinking and driving.
No, because their point. Here's their point. I only got 30 seconds. Here's their point. Okay, because you believe a fact, it's not a fact; it's a belief.
There you go.
You did a great job tonight.
Fake news.
I don't like you.
Well, we never liked each other. It's all.
Thank you, Legs. I have no idea what we're doing next, but I'm sure it's going to be marvelously entertaining. Speaking of marvelously entertaining, God bless Commander Asshat.
Me for about 20 cab rides, by the way, friend.
To which I'm going to just lie in the trunk of your car. You can drive around the city. Just let me lamp one up, my friend. Sports Overnight America, Series. Nobody does it better.
We're going to play that again sometime, right?
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance.
insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Ah, now this is a nice... Now this is... Whoever is in charge of this goddamn show tonight actually used their brains. This is nice, man. Little Michael Biehn and The Call. Santa Cruz, California. That would be the late Michael Biehn, by the way. Much like the late pigeon that I actually saw die of natural causes. Union Square today. Never saw that before. I didn't think pigeons died in natural causes. Here's to the babies in a brand new world. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burke, and you should thank God you're not. I'm going to tell you a story. Back in the early 90s, early mid-90s, I was doing overnights at the classic rock stations in like Baltimore, Montreal. Doing overnights. I was with CBS News in New York. Yeah, believe it or not, no accounting for poor taste. And especially when you're doing overnights at a classic rock station, yeah, there's always TVs in the studio. And, you know, being a guy, this was during the days of the Girls Gone Wild infomercials. They used to run all night. And we're like, yeah, well, that's usually what I had on in the studio. I mean, you can only smoke so much weed, and then you had to watch something while you're on the radio. But if ever when that went off, there was always the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, GLOW, if you remember them. And it was interesting, especially some of the songs they used to sing. And one of the women who was, I mean, she was good. I wasn't a huge GLOW guy, but I did dig the show for reasons that are obvious if you're a single straight man or a woman who's into that sort of thing. Cheryl Russa is joining us here on Sports Overnight America. And Cheryl, you know, you were a part of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're going to get to that. I'm more interested in what you're doing now, but I want to apologize to you for bringing back traumatic and the experiences of your youth when I talked about the dead pigeon. You actually, you Oswalded a bird one time when you were in a teenager, you were telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a total vivid picture of it in my head once you talked about the dead pigeon.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I feel bad. It's a bad way to start an interview when I'm bringing up the. Evidently, you were acquitted, or you wouldn't be out of jail by now, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Cheryl Russo joins us. She is in Hollywood, California, right now. Of course, I'm in San Francisco. Nowhere near each other, but it's nice to say we're in the same state. The fact that Hollywood or Los Angeles and San Francisco are on the same planet, let alone the same state, is absolutely amazing to me. You were a member of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. If you remember that show, that ran from like what, the late 80s through to like the late 90s. Or like I think 2001 it finally went off the air, was it not?
I think it finished in 99, but they had, it was still on a different cities and reruns.
Right.
And then we did a pay-per-view, too.
I must have missed that one because I worked in radio when I was broke. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true.
Yeah, I was a Lightning superhero.
That's right, Lightning. And I remember the one. I know this is going to sound weird. Correct me if I'm wrong. I can remember, and this has to be, I want to say somewhere around 1991, maybe 1990, somewhere in there. Did you ever wrestle a chick who went by the name of a woman called MTV?
Yeah, MTV was a glow girl.
Okay, so yeah.
Trouble Vixen, MTV, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah, you were getting the hell kicked out of you, and your manager gave you like this like crystal ball, and that's where you got your superpowers or something from. I remember that.
Oh, my God.
That was you. That was you. Okay, that's right. I'm sitting there going, when I was talking to you earlier today.
It recharged me.
That's right. Now I remember, because it was funny. You were on.
Lightning has superpowers. Lightning can strike twice. Lightning can get energy from like light sockets and stuff like that, and lightning can fly.
Also get it from one of those little balls with the lightning bolts that came out of it that he got at Spencer's for $25. Evidently, that's what you're. It was funny. We had truth in advertising here. We had Cheryl on earlier today. Lightning. With the No Holds Barred show with Dr. Mike Leno and Pedro Fernandez. And I was sitting there, like, I didn't watch a lot of it. Like I said, most of it was just on, you know, TV in a studio when I was working. And I'm sitting there, why does that name ring a bell? And then when I thought about when you said you had wrestled MTV, because she looked like Cindy Lauper had thrown up on her, if I'm not mistaken. Not, you know, she wasn't an ugly girl, but I'm talking about the outfit.
That was her character, was kind of a Cindy Lauper character, you know? And she actually played keyboards, I think. I had been in some bands, and she had a decent, halfway decent voice, and her performance, she had no problem. She's so languid and just exciting. There's something when somebody comes, something comes natural to them, and that always. Being her speaking and being in front of a camera is so natural to her.
I know what you mean, because if you met me in person, you can't get five words out of me unless I have a buzz going. But you stick a microphone in front of me, either on stage or doing this, I'm like, yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm really more interested in what you're doing now, but please let me bring back my youth, as they say. When they introduced you coming into the ring, didn't they cut back to some kind of little short video and you would do this little song about you? Didn't you guys like sing? I mean, because I remember her voice wasn't bad.
We were rapping.
That's right. And poor, if I'm not mistaken, quite poorly.
We rapped at the, it was like the very dawn of rapping. It was pretty bad, but the actual raps themselves, the words in the raps were pretty funny. And they established our characters and who we were. It like said something about, you know, the persona that was stepping foot in the ring. And we also did vignettes when we were wrestling somebody. They would show a little window and we'd be insulting the other team. We actually had to sit there and film the insults so they could insert them later.
Right,
on
superimpose them,
match.
Yeah. Back in the early technology of double bubbles, we used to call them in TV. I tell you,
so much fun. But I tell you, we had to think of something for every single match of every single match we ever did. Mm-hmm. Something we could, negative about these girls that we were living with, and
friends
and
with,
working with
and friends with in some most
hard,
instances.
You know?
Yeah. Although, you know what? When you're friends with somebody, some of your best insults are usually thrown at your best friends. Because you know you're not there, you know they're not going to take it personally. You know, I want to get to what you're doing, but there is one question in all seriousness about the days of the Glow Girls. And we're talking with Sherilyn Russo. She was Lightning during the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And right now she falls off buildings and gets punched and thrown from horses for a living. Now we'll get to that in a bit. But let me ask you, I mean, I know this is an awkward question to ask. And if I phrase it incorrectly, you can either correct me or give me a second chance. When you were out there and in the ring and with whomever you were wrestling, I mean, let's be honest. Most of the people that were watching this were guys who just like to see women jumping around on top of each other with tights, or women who like that sort of thing too. Did that ever bother you that there was basically a sexist angle to this whole thing, or was that just something that you knew going into the game and you were just okay with it?
It's just something I never thought about. I never,
really?
I never thought, oh, I'm going to go on Glow and be sexy. When I saw, now you got to understand. The age of most of the girls were really young, you know. I mean, some of the girls were smarter and a little bit older, but, more wise, not smarter. I saw these girls doing, you know, jumping around and wrestling, and I thought, oh, I can do that, because I was such a tomboy. I used to do all kinds of crazy stuff, like jump off roofs and...
I had a sister like that. We got her help. We did, eventually. I have four sisters, actually. So she turned out somewhat normal, I guess, if you want to say that. But no, so the thought that this was, that most of the people that were watching this just totally got off on watching women jump up and down on each other, that really never occurred to you when you got into it?
Not even
really?
An inkling. The only thing that occurred to me was I wanted to be on TV and be an actress.
Right.
And I can do athletics, and this is a good way in to do acting. And I'm an athlete, and I'm a good athlete, so I figured it would be down my alley, and I was right.
See, I was an athlete. I was an athlete too. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and look what happened to me.
Hey, all athletes have to figure out they can't be athletes after a while. But I mean, I was my brother's little brother. Basically, if he did something, I'd do something.
Right.
And if he ate shit doing it, then I wouldn't do it.
I'll bleep that out later because I'm on regular radio stations too. But yeah, you know, my sisters never had that problem. They used to just get four individually. I can kick all four of my sisters' asses. Four on one, I was a dead man. I really was. Yeah, I didn't even know I had a bathroom until I was 15. I just thought when it rained, that meant it was my turn to take a shower. I really.
My brother and I would wrestle, and we would watch wrestling shows.
And really, recreate them.
No, we would like, we'll wrestle with each other. But when we'd watch, we'd be like, we'd be all, that's real. We'd be all real, fake. I would just like that, real, fake.
I do that when I walk down. I do that when I see women walking down Rodeo Drive. I'll point at the, real, fake. I'm sorry. That was there. I'm sorry. Cheryl, I'm sorry that one was there. You left out. That was a 3-1 fastball down the middle. That was easy.
As far as I know, back in the Glow days, we were 99.9% of us were real.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. And Fred, you did. And you know, I'm looking at a picture of you right now, and you can tell you were an athlete. You're athletic. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have a feminine build about you, but you can tell that you didn't just, you know, walk out of a bakery and jump into the ring. I mean, you could tell that you actually, you know, you had some muscles on you, and you had a really nice build. We're talking to Sherilyn Russo. She was Lightning during the Glow days. Gorgeous Ladies of Women Wrestling. If you're Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling in English, if you remember that show, it was I enjoyed it. They said it was great. It was something to keep your mind occupied while you were listening to Pink Floyd tunes at 3 a.m. at a classic rock station in Boston. It was good for that.
I just saw a Pink Floyd band today, reenactment band or whatever. They were awesome.
Yeah,
today.
I saw it was fun. I saw Pink Floyd. Jeez. I saw them when I was in high school. So I saw the Wall tour when it came to Madison Square Garden. Idea. I was a big Pink Floyd. I still am a huge Pink Floyd guy. I mean, everyone knows if I ever die, just play Us and Them from Dark Side of the Moon, and I'll be a happy camper. Even though I'll be dead, I won't know about it. Hey, listen, we only have about 5 minutes left here, but right now you're working as a stunt woman down in Hollywood land, so to speak. I did look up some of your list, and of course, my computer just completely shut down. Give us a couple of things that you've been in that we should keep an eye out for, that perhaps we would get to see you fall from someplace where we think it's somebody else.
Well, most recently, I was in a movie called Night Stalker, about the Night Stalker. Remember the guy?
Richard Ramirez, who passed away of natural causes in San Quentin here within the last couple of years. Sure.
Yes, I was in that, doubling a little girl. And
how tall are you? How tall are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm barely 5 feet. I'm just under 5 feet.
Ah, so I'm about a foot taller than you. Okay, I'm just under 6 feet. I'm 6'3" in heels. That's what I tell people. I'm 6'3" in heels. So.
6'3" in heels.
Yeah, that's what I tell everyone. Now, go ahead. So you're Night Stalker. You're playing. Well, you know, it's funny. Eileen Dietz, I don't know if you know who she is. She's an actress. She was in The Exorcist. She a small woman like yourself, a spinner, as we used to call you. But she doubled. she doubled for Linda Blair in some of the more adult things that were done during the filming of The Exorcist. It's actually an actress named.
She was a body. She was a body double.
Yeah, she was a body double, and she's been in other things too. She played. I think she played what the hell was it? God, I can't remember her name now. Leslie Van Houten in the first Manson movie. She was a pretty successful actress. But, yeah, she was small. I said she was like 27 at the time. I think Linda Blair was 12. And you didn't want to see a 12-year-old masturbating with a crucifix in real life. So you got a 27-year-old to do it. That's how that works. So anyway, continue with your resume, if you don't mind.
Well, there's a show called Gordimer Gibbons, A Life on Normal Street. Gordimer Gibbons. It is on Amazon Prime.
Right.
And
that would be a great name for a great name for a racehorse, wouldn't it? Gordimer Gibbons. That'd be a great name for a racehorse. Really.
It's just an oddball name, right?
Yeah, well no, it would be.
It's a kid's show, but it's not like Disney. I mean, it gave lessons and stuff, but it wasn't the way the shows are nowadays where it's all about fashion or sex or innuendo. It's a good show. It's got great high ratings on Amazon. I did three or four episodes. I was a Grim Reaper.
Nice. You're too poor. You're
doubling her on horseback on another one. She gets run away and almost stomped in a stall by a horse.
You're too pretty. You're too pretty to be a Grim Reaper.
Well,
you are.
I had the hoodie with the sickle. You know.
There you go.
Anyway. And then I doubled. In an episode where they actually go back into like an old TV show, and it was pretty much a mock of Batman and Robin, the warehouse fights they used to have with all.
Oh yeah, and sock boom pile. Yeah, Burt Ward and Adam West. Yeah,
they dressed me like Lois Lane, and I was basically Robin running around beating up a bunch of thugs.
Lois Lane was Superman. That's okay. I always get them confused too.
Basically, but it was a blast. It reminded me of Glow. We had all these props and real bubble gum and fun. And that you can catch. It's on.
Amazon.
It's on Amazon. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I'm past my bedtime.
I'm paying attention. At least I'm paying attention, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
But that's my most recent stuff. But you can look on the IMDb and look up my name, Cheryl Russo, and you can see some of the other stuff I've done. I do high falls.
What's your highest fall?
Horses, fights. What's that?
What's your highest fall?
65 feet.
That's a 5-story tumble. That's a fall.
I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Our thanks to Cheryl Russo, Lightning from the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling Days, 1-800-878-7529, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, SiriusXM93. God help you people. Those idiots is USA Network mixed with the alternative facts. This is Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.